welcome back to another episode of Confidently She. We are getting to the end here of the different stages of relationship. And I want to talk for a minute about something really exciting that I'm working on. I am writing a book. I've always wanted to write a book. And the thing about writing a book is that you need people to read it, you know? So what I'm doing is I'm doing this pre-order launch. And if I get 2,000 pre-order copies, that will put me in a really great position to be able to get a book deal with my dream publisher, HarperOne. Okay? HarperOne is a division of HarperCollins Publishing. And they're just like top notch, man. Like, they're great. And for a first time author to be able to be published by HarperOne, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. But I need your help. You need to pre-order copies in order for this dream to become a reality. And the more pre-order copies you buy, the more you help me get there. So this is going to be the first of many books. I just can tell. I've always wanted to write. I love writing. I'll probably write some fiction novels and things like that as well, but it all starts here. So go to RebeccaBiggie.com/book launch in order to get email updates about the pre-orders, about a topic called social currency. And this is essentially a cultural examination of why we feel influenced by certain people right away. That's like the social currency that people carry. And then also what actually matters, what actually influences other people, because it's not this superficial, shallow stuff that we assume it is, like beauty, power, money, success, all that stuff. Like, those things do not make you happy. They do not make you confident. And so this book is going to examine why we think they do, why we feel so much pressure to achieve all of those things, and then what we should actually be focusing on and how we should actually relate to ourselves to have confidence and to embrace our own unique form of beauty in a culture that is obsessed with perfection and pointing out all the things about us that we need to fix. So it's going to be great. And it's going to be really validating. It's going to be really validating for women who have felt like they've been struggling for so long. They feel alone. They feel like they have no other choice. But you do have another choice. So you need to pre-order a copy of this book because it's going to be amazing. And the reason why you should pre-order it instead of waiting until it's actually like published and ready to go, is that if you order a certain number of pre-order copies, you get free stuff from me, RebeccaBiggie.com/book launch, and sign up for email notifications about that launch. Make a reminder in your phone right now. Say, hey Siri, remind me to pre-order Rebecca's book on August 1st. There you go. Donezo. Okay, getting back into the topic of this episode, which is the fourth stage of building relationship, it is love. And you might be like, okay, well, if love is the last stage of the relationship, then how do you like do that? Isn't that just kind of like the destination? Isn't that the outcome that we're hoping for? How is love itself a stage of building relationship? And if you are wondering that question, that's a great question to wonder, because that says a lot about how you view love. Love is not an outcome of feeling a certain way or doing certain things. Love is a choice and a commitment that you make to your body every day. Now, it's not always this conscious, intentional choice that you have to make every single day, but think about it. Every time you eat food, every time you drink water, every time you put yourself to bed, you are caring for your body. You are doing things for your body so that your body can exist, can continue living, okay? Starting at the beginning, you need to always define something before you're going to try to build it, right? So if you want to look for definitions of love, you will actually find a lot of different ideas of what love is. There are some crazy, messed up people in the world who think that love looks like, you know, abuse. That's how they've been conditioned to equate love with tendencies and actions and words and choices that are actually abusive. So depending on your upbringing, depending on your own experience and conditioning, you might have a skewed view and definition of what love is. So you can't just go based on how your parents treated you. You can't just go based on how someone who said they love you treated you. Because I was in a relationship where this guy told me he loved me, told me he would never do anything to hurt me. And then, you know, 2 days later, he turns around and he is swearing at me and calling me names and like being verbally and sometimes physically abusive towards me. And in his mind, in his reality, that's what love was. Love, the person you loved was the person who you could abuse and they would stay with you. And that's not love, okay? That's not love to me. That should not be love to anyone. So then that made me ask the question, well, then what is love? If this guy got it so wrong, then who am I to say that my definition of love is correct? Well, I decided to look outside of myself and outside of my own conditioning and upbringing and find some definitions of love that I thought were good. And I think the best definition of love is the one we find in Corinthians. Honestly, you can't really argue with all of the different things that Corinthians defines as love. And the first thing is that love is patient. It's kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it keeps no record of wrongs, it hopes, it perseveres, it never fails. So if you start doing all of those things and applying it to the relationship you have with your body, even if you just start with patience, you are going to see a huge improvement in how you feel towards your body. Because we are so impatient with our body, so impatient. But the one I want to focus on and the one that I really see as the difference between just appreciating someone and really loving them is the love never fails part. There's something different. There's something more intense. There's something more permanent about love that sets it apart from something like friendship, appreciation. Well, I suppose you can love your friends, but appreciation, there's like another level there. And I think that that level, in my opinion, that level is how committed are you? Are you going to stick this out for better or worse? When you love someone, truly love someone, you understand their shortcomings. You don't completely write them off because they did something you didn't like. And the same is true for your body. Maybe your stomach doesn't look the way you want it to. But if you really love your body, you wouldn't treat your body like crap because one feature doesn't look the way you want it to. We can't only judge our body's worth and value based on what it looks like. That's a very shallow relationship. And the difference here is as things change, you stay the course. That's what love is. If you look at a great friendship, sometimes you're friends with people out of circumstance. Maybe you went to school with them, you had a couple classes together, you got along well, but then when school ended, you kind of went your separate ways. That's a friendship based on circumstance. But when you really love someone, when you really have a loving friendship, it doesn't matter what life throws at you. You're still friends. You still talk. You're still involved in each other's lives. You still show up for that person. So, for example, I have two really close, really best friends. Ryan is one of them. You know Ryan. And my friend Allie is the other. I live in California. Allie lives in Seattle. And Ryan is back in Minneapolis. And yet I talk to both of them quite often. Allie, I haven't seen Allie in person in a year and a half. But we FaceTime all the time. We are always talking. We are always in contact and communication because I love her. She loves me. We have a loving, committed friendship. And the same idea is true for your body. So as your body changes, which it will, it's so weird. We have this idea of like our body changes in adolescence and then we are supposed to do everything we possibly can to avoid and prevent our bodies from changing after that. But that doesn't make any sense. Our bodies are literally designed to change, to grow, to adapt. Every day, every week as a woman, you have a different makeup of your body because of your hormones, because of your menstrual cycle, all of that. So our bodies are literally designed to change. And one of the frustrating things that I found with relating to my body was that culture told me that I need to resist my body from changing. And my body was telling me, dude, I change all the time. And so I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? And the thing is, you're supposed to listen to your body. Ignore what culture says. Your body is supposed to change, okay? That doesn't mean you just let your body get unhealthy and sickly, okay? You don't want that. But your body is supposed to change. You're supposed to get wrinkles, okay? You are supposed to age. You are supposed to change. If you have a baby, your body will never be the same. You cannot get your body back because it never left you. You are fine. Okay? So the theme here is as things change, as your body changes, you need to stick around. You need to stay connected to your body through those changes. Don't let the relationship with your body be that friend from college that you got along great when things were going well, but then once things started to get a little difficult, you bailed. And now you haven't talked to her in 10 years. It's totally possible that you have not connected with your body in years. Actually connected with it. And maybe that's because someone poisoned you against your body. Maybe someone put these ideas in your head that your body is not right, that it's not good enough, that something about it needs to change, and that until your body changes and looks a certain way, you don't deserve to be connected to it, or you are not safe to be connected to your body because someone might reject your body and then you would feel rejected. But that's not true. You are not your body. You live in your mind. Your body is a vehicle for your life. And if someone is going to judge you more harshly on the way your body looks than who you are as a person, you shouldn't care about that person's opinion to begin with, because that person sucks. Okay? So this is what love is. This is what love looks like. This final fourth stage of relationship is, how committed are you? How committed are you to this relationship through the changes of life, through the changes of your body? Are you going to connect with your body even when it doesn't look the way you thought it would? Are you going to enjoy your body even when it doesn't function the way it used to? I work with women who, they used to be fitness competitors, or they used to be straight up models, and now their body has changed and they're like, I know that this isn't an unrealistic expectation to have of my body because I used to look like this at one point in my life. And I'm like, okay, but your life is completely different now. Like completely different. You don't have 6 hours a day to be spending at the gym and spending your every waking moment thinking about your macros and your calories. You have like a real job now. You have like a relationship and a family. You need more mental space to focus on your real life, not just maintaining this very hard to maintain body. So those are the things that I work with my clients on, just like realizing and helping them see you're in a different phase of life and it's totally acceptable. Totally acceptable. You are not a failure if in a different phase of your life, your body looks different.
It's time for the review of the week.
Hey, this review is coming from iTunes and it says, I have been nonstop listening since I found the podcast and I couldn't be more grateful that something so beneficial exists in the world. Listening to this podcast is one of the things that has supplemented my goal of shifting to a more positive mindset of my body. Thank you so much for leaving that 5-star rating and review. I love doing these reviews of the week, and if you are listening and haven't left a review yet, what are you waiting for? Go over to iTunes and leave your rating and review so that next week, maybe I can read yours as the review of the week. Who knows? You have to write it first, though, in order for me to read it. That's how this whole thing works. Thank you so much for that review again. Let's get back into this episode. I was talking with a friend the other day and I was saying, you know, like the main thing about body confidence for me is letting myself off the hook to not feel like I need to lose like 5 or 10 pounds. It's always like those little changes that really stick with us. If you want to lose 5 pounds, if you want to lose 10 pounds, I mean, I could do it, but it would require so much time and effort to lose that weight and then to keep it off. I would have to exercise probably twice as much as I do now. I would have to cut my calories, not by like a ton, but by a significant amount where I'd need to think about it. It's the mental energy. It's the mental energy that you're spending thinking about, how is this going to impact the way I look? How is this going to impact my body? Is this going to make me look fat? Is this going to make me do this? When you let yourself off the hook and you no longer have to think about all of that and you let your body maintain its body weight equilibrium. I need to talk about this concept more. So this is a concept I came up with right when I first started my podcast. And it's this idea where your body can effortlessly maintain a certain weight without you needing to freak out over exercising, without you needing to freak out over calories or macros or anything like that. Your body, there's a range between plus or minus 5 pounds that your body effortlessly can maintain. That should be your goal weight. That should be the weight that you are if you are being healthy, taking care of yourself, and also living your life. You should be able to have cookies. You should be able to drink soda and have a glass of wine. You should be able to do all of those things without mentally derailing yourself into thinking that you're a failure. You should be able to enjoy food. You should be able to connect with other people and to just have peace of mind around your body. And that's what this has been about. That's what all of this is about, is giving yourself peace of mind through understanding that those 5 to 10 pounds actually don't matter. I'm not going to be a better person if I weigh 125 pounds instead of 134. I'm not going to be a better person. I guarantee it. I might actually be a worse person because I would be irritable. I might be crabby. I might get frustrated when I see other people enjoying a dessert or having another cocktail when I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have that because of the calories. It's like, no, you become a worse person when you're on a diet. You really do. And you really don't become the best version of yourself when you put all these rules and restrictions on how you eat or how you relate to your body, because you are in your body all the time. You can't take a break from that. So, loving your body is a commitment to caring for your body, even during times of change. think about a friend who moved across the country. If you love that friend, you will still stay in touch with them. Think about a friend who said something that offended you. If you love them, you will repair that relationship. You will talk to them about it. You will communicate and you'll work it out. And here's the thing. You can't control how other people are going to react to you trying to work on the relationship you have with them. They might be a toxic person. They might be not interested in repairing the relationship at all. But here's the nice thing about your body. Your body is on your side. Your body wants to have a good relationship with you. Your body is always there for you to come and apologize to. Now, you apologizing, you making things better with your body, you reconnecting with your body, you can't do it in a manipulative way at thinking that, oh, if I'm nice to my body and if I reconnect with my body and if I love my body, then my body will change and do the things I want it to do and it will look the way I want it to look. No, because that's manipulation. You can't be friends with someone just so that they do what you want them to do. That's not a friendship. That's manipulation. Friendship, real friendship, real love is caring about someone and allowing them to have the freedom to be who they are and support them in that. Your body is this being that you have been matched with. Think about it this way. Your spirit, your personality was uniquely, intentionally matched with your body by a force that is much more powerful than you, much more powerful than me. So who are you to sit there and tell yourself that anything about you is wrong? Maybe you just are misinterpreting. Maybe you just don't understand that part of your body that you don't like. Maybe the reason you think it's wrong is because someone else told you that it was wrong, but they don't know what they're talking about either. Okay? You were uniquely placed in this body for a purpose. So rather than resisting the fact that you were put in this body, why don't you spend that same amount of energy trying to get to know your body to understand what the purpose might be that you are in this body? It's interesting that we look at people with deformities. I had a woman on the podcast a few years ago who had lost both of her legs in an accident. And we look at them and we say, wow, you know, they're inspirational. Like they are finding meaning and they are finding purpose in their life despite this obstacle. You know, why can't I do that? And the truth is, you can do it if you realize your mindset is what's the difference. The reason why people with deformities can be so inspiring is because they've figured out the way they look does not define them and it does not confine them. And you can have that same realization without a deformity. You just need to look at things logically and you need to take the time to reflect on all of this. And I'm so glad that you are doing that. You know, like, here's the thing, like, you're listening to this podcast right now. You are doing this work. So you're on your way of having this type of relationship with your body where you don't feel defined by it, but you can still love it and appreciate it, and you're not always conscious of what you look like, of what other people think of you, and all of that. So that is the goal. You don't have to have a deformity in order for you to realize and put things in perspective that your body does not define you. And you can still love your body and show up for your body, even when it's not perfectly exactly the way you want it to be. Think about anyone in your life who you love. Are they a perfect human that does everything exactly the way you want them to? Of course not. Sometimes they drive you crazy. But you understand that when it's with someone else. But when it's with yourself, for some reason, you think that you should be able to be in control of everything all the time. And that's just not the case. And I get that feeling because I used to want to control everything too. but there's only a certain amount of things that we can control in this life. And the quicker you realize what they are and only focus on that, the more confident you will be. Thank you for listening to this episode of Confidently She. If you liked this series on the different stages of relationship, share it with your friends, man. Everyone needs to hear this. And they can learn to relate to themselves with confidence and with love, but also help heal the relationships in their life, because you can use these stages of relationship for everything, right? You can use it for everything. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you right back here on another episode of Confidently She. Bye.